You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 26 to 29. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go towards the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert." So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot." If you look at this passage, it is quite amazing and humbling how God, in order to save one man, brought together heaven and earth. The first thing you notice in verse 26 is this: now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go towards the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." The starting point was the angel of the Lord. The angel told Philip where to go and stay. The angel was not given any other instruction to say to Philip other than that. So the angel simply obeyed. Two was Philip. So Philip arose and went to where he was to go and stay, just to position. I pray that the Lord will position you in life. Brethren, God is positioning us. So Philip went. The next thing that happened in verse 29, the Bible says, "Then the Spirit said to Philip, 'Go near and overtake this chariot.' And then Philip went," and you know the rest of the story. This man became born again and he was baptized. Now, an angel was involved, a human being was involved, the Holy Spirit was involved. But you see, sometimes we neglect two critical people in that passage that were also involved. Did you remember Isaiah when he saw the glory of the Lord and repented and said, "I'm a man of unclean lips and I live among sinners"? Because he confessed his sin and repented, a live coal in heaven was brought down to cleanse and purify Isaiah. And after that, he saw the coming of Jesus and prophesied about Jesus. Did you know that Isaiah was part of the reason this Enoch was saved? Isaiah's repentance and his faith in the Lord and to receive, to hear the word of the Lord, he was not looking for something sweet to say to people. He was waiting to hear from God and preserve the word of God accurately. And that's why this man could read the book of Isaiah. So Isaiah was involved in the salvation of the Ethiopian Enoch. Then there's one person you may not even have thought of. The person who made a copy of that book of Isaiah. You know, it was scroll. It's not like today where you have Bibles, where everybody have Bibles. No. It's not everybody who has the word of God in their house, and they don't have compilers. We have it. So you may have Jeremiah, you may have Isaiah. But to have it, it's a tedious work. That's why we have scribes. The scribes are like the typewriters, the typists. They are the ones that painstakingly sit down. Look at the book of Isaiah. Even today, if you want to type it by computer, it is still a lot of work. Now imagine somebody want to use the most base things of that time to write the book of Isaiah. But did you know that what that writer did at that time contributed to this Enoch being saved? My point is this: nobody can take credit for anybody's salvation. You see, we can preach and I say, 5,000 people gave their life to Christ. But did you know the number of people who have walked, who have done so many things? In fact, sometimes you can win a soul, but that soul, somebody has been speaking to that person until finally that person got to you and became saved. That's why, brethren, all glory and credit must go to God and not to man. It pleases God to make us co-laborers with him, to bring heaven and earth together for the salvation of one single soul. To God alone be glory. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.